Arab leaders are predicting that Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein will accept a United Nations resolution that demands his disarmament. The Iraqi government itself remains officially silent after the United Nations passed a resolution on Friday ordering new weapons inspections. Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein did call on his nation's parliament to meet to debate the UN resolution. It's not clear when Iraq may offer any firm answer. But some of Saddam's neighbors say they're hopeful after Arab League foreign ministers held a meeting today. NPR's Kate Seeley begins our coverage in Beirut.
The Arab foreign ministers wrapped up 2 days of meetings that focused mainly on Iraq, with a joint statement saying that Arab League members welcomed the UN action, demanding that Iraq disarm. They added that they opposed a military strike on Baghdad, calling it a threat to the national security of all Arabs. They urged Security Council members to stick to their commitments, alluding to assurances made by the U.S. to Syria that the resolution was not a pretext for war. Leaders in the region are keen to avoid conflict and have been urging Baghdad to comply with UN demands. After talks with Iraqi Foreign Minister Najee Sabri Saturday night, Arab officials expressed optimism. Egypt's Foreign Minister Ahmed Maher said he expected a positive response from the Iraqis. Security Council member Syria reportedly sought to reassure Iraq that the UN resolution does not authorize the use of American military force. Syria's decision to endorse the UN vote surprised many Arabs, and over the weekend, Damascus defended its decision. Syrian Foreign Minister Farouk al-Sharra said his country voted for the resolution after receiving assurances from Secretary of State Colin Powell. Sharra said Powell told him that the UN resolution was not a green light for a U.S.-led strike on Baghdad. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.